the question I had for Ion was, we keep talking about the veil and the thinning of the veil. What is the veil exactly? How would you define what the veil is?
Perfect. Very good. Okay, we'll give you the short version. This is easy. Many, many in your beginning, when you forgot you were God and you had to be just human and you couldn't have power in your physical body, then how you'd work that out is that you created a separation between you and you. So basically, your power was locked behind a veil. And there's a wonderful story that describes this in the Bible. You're maybe not King James Version, but many good versions describe this specifically, that the people found themselves that they had to be separated from the power of God. So it was put behind a veil to protect them from their power. And the thinning of the veil, and they said that when Jesus was crucified, the veil was rent in two. And that was the beginning place that allowed you to recognize that you didn't have to have that as a separation. You could have your power or take your power back. Now, the thinning of the veil, by the way, they went to work immediately mending that veil that was rent into then. Now what's happening is by attrition, human creators are coming into their power and they're becoming engaged by non-physical. They're starting to play with the dynamic that they are marvelous, powerful creators. They're starting to understand that everything that gets chugged down their windpipe isn't necessarily true. They're starting to understand that they get to decide what's good, bad, happy, not happy, appropriate, inappropriate, good, bad, evil, hellish, heavenish, and on and on and on and on and on. And in coming into their power, that actually thins habitually for the individual human creators the separation between their human bodies and their powerful non-physical bodies. But actually, it's the other way around. The humans are already powerful, but the key to unlock their power is in their non-physical. So they have all the power in the world, but they don't have the key to open the door to access the power that they've already got. And that thinning of the veil opens it finally and eternally so you can continue on in your eternal journey of living, and you don't even have to transition. That's your 25 cents worth. The guff is emptying, but those that want to will keep the guff going or create their own guff. Well, maybe, but look at this.
Maybe.
No, just simmer down there, Trigger. Easy, Trigger. Think about this. How did you start with a human being, and now how many human beings do you have? Billions?
Yeah.
How does that happen? How do you infinitesimally keep increasing the human creators?
That sounds logical. Just more and more people have orgasms.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. So you're coming to the place where nobody's dying?
Why is that a factor? What am I missing here? Is that a factor?
How do you increase the number of humans on the planet if the gulf has not been expanding?
Well, wait. We increase humans because we give birth to them. Can we agree to that?
Yeah.
Do I want to? But that's been going on since forever.
Right. So a lot of people showed up.
At once. So it must be multiple births then. That must be the answer.
I don't see how that relates to the guff. Do you, Cal?
I haven't quite grasped that because when, you know, you get this exponential increase in numbers, you know, somebody has 10 kids and those 10 kids have 10 kids and you're off to a population explosion.
Yeah. What's that got to do with the guff?
Yeah.
Where do the souls come from in these humans that are being called?
Oh, okay. You're saying that every human being that shows up here came from the guff.
Yeah.
So there had to be 6 billion in the guff for all time, all reality, all now, before.
At least, yeah.
Okay, so there's more of them in the guff to come?
Yes, and many human creators are abdicating their throne and croaking and going to the gulf and taking their unrealized creations, which expands the gulf, the confines of the gulf even larger, but still doesn't, the numbers don't work. You take the numbers that are fornicating, uh-oh. be careful, the sensitive ones, be careful. Those that are engaging in coitus, okay, and those that are being born, and those that are dying worldwide, when you look at it, all of a sudden, the numbers exponentially don't work.
Meaning that there are people coming here who weren't born through a mother's womb.
We didn't say that.
Well, I don't know what the point is you're making. So the numbers don't add up. What's that mean?
Then how did you go from 2 to 6 billion or 8 billion?
Because there were 8 billion in the Gulf.
What does that have to do? There's more than that. So therefore you're less than because they all hadn't gotten here yet? No, what we're trying to say is the room, the increase of everyone's world is making room for more and more human creators.
Here.
It has a larger capacity to thin the veil at a faster degree or level of knowing. And once that happens, then you're going to find that the babies are still born, but people don't have to die. They can stay here and now with their meat sack, within the labyrinth of their mind, with their non-physical, and they can stay forever.
Okay, you got 8 billion souls and coming here and more. And then they come here, then they transition and take their unrealized creations back to the Gulf, and the Gulf expands. How does that create a problem that the Gulf is not big enough?
Why can't there be babies born on your island of Lost?
Okay, that's the TV series. That's another thing.
That's not another thing.
I know, that relates, but we're trying to figure out what square one is. What you're trying to say is that there's the Gulf is expanding, but now it can't expand because too many people transitioning back with dumping their unrealized creations. And is that what you mean? Basically that?
No. That the humans are taking their power here in this world, in this realm.
But that has nothing to do with the numbers in the Gulf, then.
It won't very soon.
How was it a problem before? You're implying there's a problem before, that before humans took their power, that there were so many people in the Gulf and there wasn't enough room.
There had to be a balance. It had to be existentially balanced. It had to be balanced. And now it no longer is requiring such a tedious balance, which is what the archangels and what the angels' job are, is to keep the flow going, keep the queue moving. And what they're finding is that there's more souls coming than
into
there
the
are
Gulf.
Arriving.
Coming into the Gulf?
Coming to Earth.
Then going back to the Gulf.
That is correct.
Okay, so why is that a problem?
Never. But it explains all this discussion of why you're having backups in the queue of trying to understand this dynamic of staying in the physical in this world in this now.
There's more coming and here, and that's not a problem for those that are here.
No.
So what am I missing, Carol?
Explains why there are backups about staying in the physical. So, Ion, are you saying there are more people that are staying in the physical that aren't dying and leaving their meat sacks?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's causing contrast in your earth. And would you like to know an example of that contrast on your earth?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
A couple hundred thousand in Haiti say, I'm out of here.
The Haitians. But do you get? I don't get. They're all coming here, but there was some kind of balancing. What had to be balanced before?
The balance between the human creator, God, and the non-physical, which resides in the Gulf.
So we're creating all these humans because many humans are coming here, and we now got to 6-7 billion, and that's sort of a problem.
No.
Well, maybe it's in the transition of the thinning of the veil, then there's going to be if you think of a balancing scale, there's going to be more on one side than the other that throws off the balance. If there's more people staying here and not going into the Gulf, then it's changing the numbers.
Right,
and you still are engaging in the bouncy that brings forth new creation. Because the human creators are here, they're not going to create less just because there's more creators.
Mm-mm.
Because it's an individual world. That's not a problem. We're trying to lay it out for you as soothingly as we can, the distance or the difference between what's behind the veil and what's right here and now is merging.
Mm-hmm.
You even say it. You even say it in what you call the Lord's Prayer. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Where? On earth as it is in heaven.
Okay, so there is a problem of balancing, and what is the issue now, Carolyn?
Sorry.
That with the thinning of the veil, the balance is shifting, so that's shaking things up.
It's about because too
thinning.
Many are here?
Too
no,
many.
It's
no.
Just thinning of the veil that's going to merge the guff to here, Bob, is what we're trying to say.
It's another example of the thinning of the veil happening.
Yeah, but you began by saying, how come there's so many people here? Where did they come from, this one person?
Right. Right.
How's that even a problem?
It's not. We didn't say it was a problem. It was a question, Bob. Just because a human or a non-physical or anybody asked a question, that doesn't necessarily mean it's a problem.
So there are more people here because they're not going to the guff, and you called it a problem and made it a problem and created
right.
a problem, and it's not a problem.
Right. It's just what is.
So more people. So the reason there are more people here now is because so many are not transitioning?
Correct.
You realize people what that means? I got you here the first time.
Got it.
You're my neighbor, that old crotchety guy, might be 2,000 years old. Been here a long time.
Yeah, just like those of ill repute. Me love you long time.
And then you have the contrast where you have all these organizations saying there are too many people, we have to use birth control worldwide.
How's that working?
I know.
Well, the United Nations or any government program is so stupid. Everything they've
done has failed. It's not stupid. It's just an improbable reality of legislating morality. You're not going to do it.
Right. So we now get to the point where now looking at the fact there's only more people here because half of the one third or something refuse to transition, and they know it, and they're not telling anybody, and that raises a lot of questions, doesn't it, James?
Yes, it does.
They could just claim they're on the witness protection program.
Exactly.
Cover it all up, no problem.
Don't worry, they can all get a job at Government Motors, and they'll be all able to get a money check. It's great.
Yeah, we never got to Government Motors.
But here's the other thing is that there's not only that, there's parallel world interchanging happening at the airports all over the world, so those people are coming too.
Not necessarily at the airports, at your local portal.
Yeah, or hotel,
right.
Like a hotel right in L.A. We won't name it, but we know it. We're on to you people there in L.A.
Yeah,
we're on to that hotel. We're watching.